Welcome to Dynamo's Dozen, the podcast that'll bring you each and every single week where we'll talk about whatever may be on my mind, from pro wrestling, sports, entertainment, music, movies, musically, fresh socks and jocks, and everything in between, never forgetting the talc. This is Dynamo's Dozen. And welcome to this super, super special episode of Dynamo's Dozen. A monumental episode, if you will. It is with my great pleasure today to announce that a former podcaster is back in the game with a bang. That's right, formerly a host of the Kick Out podcast, Mr. Darren Marr is now officially the co-host of Dynamo's Dozen. And the contract has been signed, sealed, and delivered. It's been done. It's been in the process of about a week. It took about a week to do. And here he is, Mr. Darren Marr. Welcome to the team, my friend.
Cheers. Thank you, Ian. I guess both our agents know how to negotiate. And we got the terms wrapped up very quickly so we could do this podcast today just in time because... It's like you were saying, former podcasting, itching to get back. And I am back and I am delighted to be back. And I can't wait to record some stuff in the very, very near future.
Yeah, and let's start with today. Being the new co-host, I guess I'll leave this one up to you on your very first appearance. Well, your very first appearance as the co-host. What are we going to talk about today? This is for our American friends. This is a thank you to our American listeners because... Believe it or not, the American listeners is the biggest subscribers and downloaders of Dynamo's Dozen. So this is going to be all for you guys. And of course, for everybody that is interested in this particular sport.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You're throwing me right in at the deep end as we start off. And
yeah.
I thought, what better way to do it? Because we're 2 weeks out from the NFL season. Let's do a little preview. Like you're saying, a big demographic of your listenerships are from America. I'm sure they... The majority of them would be football fans. So,
for sure.
What better way to get them ready for the season than two Irish lads that have a limited knowledge of NFL to talk about it?
I agree. And, you have quite a really invested interest in NFL. I mean, you kind of study it up. You know the picks, you know the players, you know the college football even.
I wouldn't go that far now. The college football is still sort of something that's sort of new to me.
But you're still interested in it though.
Oh yeah. It's good to see, especially when it comes close to April, because April time is around draft time for the NFL, where the best players from college get picked up by teams. So that's when you're sort of looking at seeing which are the best players coming out of college and where potentially they could end up and who'd be the first pick in the draft and who are going to be the good picks and who are going to be the busts.
Sure. And I guess the best way to really start is with the teams that we both like. That's a good way to go. I mean, for me, I'm a Saints guy. I have no choice.
Okay.
Any of my American listeners here, especially down in the deep fried south region of Louisiana, know that I have no choice in this matter, purely because of some of the guests I've had with the likes of Kyle Thomas and Phil Anselmo and guys like that. It's a Saints thing. So my first Super Bowl that I really got emotionally invested in, a season even, if you will, was the year the Saints won it. So you can call me a glory hunter if you want. I'm okay with that. But I mean, I got behind the team purely because my social media and my friends were kind of talking to me about it. I'm going to give a shout out to Levi Clark, another Louisiana native, and he was kind of going, man, if you ain't a football fan, you got to be, and your team has got to be the Saints. So it was, and I said, right, well, then your team has got to be Chelsea in football. And he was like, right, it's a deal. So that's how I became a New Orleans Saints fan.
That's mental. Because you talk about like sort of glory hunting. Well, it's kind of similar to mine because my team is actually the Seattle Seahawks, and sort of two different, not stories, but they all combine together into one. And for the first Super Bowl I ever watched was actually Super Bowl 48, way back in 2013. So that's about, what, we're coming on to 6 years now.
Six, yeah.
And it was Seattle Seahawks in their second Super Bowl appearance against the Denver Broncos, and they ended up winning. And he ended up winning quite well as well, 43-8. And just that game, I remember, and I just loved watching. I loved the game, my first ever game that I watched all the way through. And I said, you know what, that's going to be my team. But then I sort of kept a light look, like I'd always look out for their results, like for the next few years. But then, obviously, as you know, Ian, a big wrestling fan too, and one of my favourite wrestlers is Daniel Bryan, and he is an avid Seahawks fan as well.
Yeah, that's so true. That's what very true. Very true.
To keep following them. And then now in the last couple of years, the support has stepped up. And now even to the point where last year we were in London to see the Seahawks play the Raiders. And this October, we're actually going to be in Seattle to see them play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers too. So we have tickets for that, and I can't wait.
That's awesome. We'll have to have some sound bites sent over from you live at that for the show.
For sure.
Have the experiences on that. Well, let's get into it, I guess. So that's our teams. I mean, this year I think the Saints are probably tipped to be in a bit of a better position than the Seahawks. So we'll see how that goes.
I think the consensus is that the Saints are sort of further along than the Seahawks in terms of readiness for a Super Bowl challenge. They were one game away last year from reaching the Super Bowl, but very dodgy call by officials on that night cost them a spot in the Super Bowl.
It really did.
They'll be looking to make one better.
And Drew Brees is still a king.
Oh, he is.
He is. And king.
Everyone looks at like Tom Brady because he's 42 and he's still playing. But yeah. Drew Brees is, I think, 40 now and he's still playing. He should be getting just as much recognition as Tom Brady is.
I agree, man. He's
just
a beast.
Have those six rings.
He's been a dude that's been carrying that team for a long, long time, even through the bad times and the good times. So, I mean, but that's neither here nor there. Let's get into something that you've kind of put together, actually, which is the biggest kind of stories from the off season. And there's been quite a lot, even in the last 24 hours.
Well, yeah, I had sort of stories planned out which way we're going to talk about it. And then just last night, that was pretty much just thrown out. And I had to start it all over again. Of course, the biggest story was just last night, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck announces his retirement at the age of 29 as well, which
29.
Is so young.
Jesus.
29. Holy shit. He's had so many injury issues over the past couple of years. He's decided that he can't live with the constant pain anymore, and he's decided that the only way to stop that is to stop playing football.
And I mean, it's, you know, in black and white, you know, as a fan, you might go, shit, that sucks. But at the same time, as a man and as a human being and as somebody that has had injuries, you know, in the ring, that's a very smart decision. I mean, the dude has made his money. I'm sure, hopefully, he saved his money and invested his money. So if he's going to call it time and it's the right decision for him and his family...
It is. It's not just fans that would have thought it sucked. It's for anyone that plays fantasy football and had him in his team early drafts. They would be they'd be cursing their luck right now if they put everything on Andrew Luck this year. But look, that's neither here nor there. There's always
luck is for losers.
exactly. But look, that's at the end of the day, like, the health is most important for him, and if he can't go on playing without pain anymore, it's the right decision. But the crazy thing about that is, like, the Colts have gone now, in the space of one day, have gone from being a contender for the Super Bowl to probably, maybe people are thinking they might be finishing last.
Quarterback. That's crazy, man. I guess it's kind of like it's that kind of a panic mode that people set into because of one player. I mean, it's like the media saying, "Oh, that's it. Chelsea Football Club are finished. Eden Hazard has left. The 10 other players on the pitch do not matter. It's game over." Yeah. You know, so it's
In terms of football, yeah, there is ways of getting around that, but I think it just shows how vital the quarterback position is in football. And if you don't have, well, what they call as a franchise quarterback, the quarterback, it's so difficult because everything runs through your quarterback in terms of offense and wanting to score. So hopefully it won't go as bad as here. They have a backup called Jacoby Brissett, who is a very capable quarterback, but he's never been given. He had one season a couple of years ago as the Colts number one, while Andrew Luck was actually injured for the whole season, and he was okay. He didn't light up anything in, and he didn't really make it to the playoffs. But we'll see now that he knows he's going to be number one, and we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, it does go well for him.
Yeah, I mean that's it. And I mean, is he a young enough man as well? Like he's a.
He would be. I think he's about 27, 28, something like that, you know. But he's never had the starting quarterback job for an extended period of time. He's always been a backup. He was in New England before he moved to the Colts, so he was Tom Brady's backup, and he was never going to dethrone Tom Brady. So he's gone to the Colts. Now he's number one, so we'll see what happens.
And it's not like a case in soccer, for example, where you can... You can make a panic buy on the last day of the window and kind of
But
go,
you can.
Can you
do that? Still trade. Yeah, you can still trade for quarterbacks. Now, the thing that I think upset a few fans as well in this case was if he knew he wasn't going to come back, he should have announced it back in April when the draft was on. So then maybe they could have drafted a quarterback coming out of college, which would have gave them a better opportunity. Obviously, they can't do that now, but they can still trade for quarterbacks, but you have to give up draft picks for next year, which means it hampers your chances of signing a new fresh player out of college. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I don't think they will do anything like that. I think they'll just give Brissett the number one job for this season and then see what happens next year. They might end up drafting someone next year.
And I mean, obviously, the guy is good enough then to... you know, to be given that chance rather than making a panic kind of decision that could affect them, you know, in season.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's good enough. He's good enough to definitely start this year. Now, to be their number one for the next 5-10 years, the jury's still out on that. We'll have to find out, see how this season goes. But definitely this year, look, they have him. They'll have Brissett there, and we'll see how things go.
He could end up being a beast. Who knows?
Well, he could end up being a beast. You know, it could be the best kept secret there in Indianapolis. So we'll see.
Yeah. Shout out to Indianapolis people listening right now.
Yeah. It's just remember, guys. It's not over. It's not all over just because Luck retired. It's fine.
Yeah. Give it time. Give it time. next, we're going to get into something that you put together actually, and it's the conference picks.
Just one more quick thing, because we couldn't let this go by if we didn't.
Yeah,
talk
because
about
you had more stories. Yeah, you did have. Yeah, no, that's true.
This summer has been the season of the holdouts. So a lot of players now have decided to basically down tools because they want new contracts from their respective teams.
Sure.
We saw a bit of it last year. Now this is a thing that players are starting to do now. That players are just refusing to play, refusing to put their bodies on the line, because we all know it's a very physical sport. You don't know what's going to happen from one game to another, or even one training session to another.
Yeah.
And they want. It seems it's kind of like they want more guaranteed money, so that if anything does happen, that they're going to be covered. So, like even for Seahawks fans, last summer we saw it with one of their players, Earl Thomas. He held out, he wanted a new contract. He'd finally decided that he wanted to play, but he wasn't happy that he wasn't given a new contract. There was talks about a new contract, and then unfortunately, I think in the fourth game, he broke his leg.
Ah, shit.
You know? Yeah, so it's it kind of shows both sides of it. Like the player wants the security in case something like this happens, where it did, and then the teams are kind of nervous about giving those contracts in case this happens. You know, he would have been four games into a new contract, and then he's out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, he has made the move. He has left Seattle, and he's with the Baltimore Ravens. He signed a 5-year deal there. He's happy there, which is great. But this summer now, we've seen a few. We saw last season as well, Le'Veon Bell did not play a whole season for the Pittsburgh Steelers because he wanted a new contract, which they wouldn't give him, and he left. And you know, he's with the New York Jets after getting his contract. He's going to play now this season. So we'll see if that helped him stay now for a year or if it will hinder him. This year, we've seen more running backs. The most notable one is probably Ezekiel Elliott from the Dallas Cowboys. The strange thing about this one is most players who go on holdouts have 1 year left on their contract and they want the new contract sorted. Ezekiel Elliott has 2 years left. So the Dallas Cowboys aren't under any pressure, shouldn't be under any pressure to give him a new contract, but he wants to be the highest paid running back in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
And there's each team has a cap space, so you can't just say, okay, here's $100 million over 5 years. Now go play. Because they have a cap that they can't go over, and you have to make sure all your team is together, combined, is under that cap. So they're trying to work that out at the moment. Other notable players. Now, he's expected to come back. One player that won't until he gets his contract sorted is Melvin Gordon. He's also a running back, plays for the LA Chargers. Really, really talented running back as well. Same thing. Well, he's on his last year of his contract. Wants to be paid better. And he has said he will not play until he gets his contract. And we have, as of now, there's still no news on it. Especially with 2 weeks before the season starts. So we'll see what happens there. So it's kind of a players are trying to take more power now away from the teams. So it's kind of like you can take it both ways. You can take it two different ways. Are you on the side of the team? Are you on the side of the players? It's like you were saying, a double-edged sword. It's kind of difficult who to support and who not in these situations.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of the NFL of old. You know, once you were kind of in a lot of ways like a circus animal. You earned your money, but once your duties were done, you were kind of just tossed aside for, you know, for the next fresh piece of meat. So I guess players now and their agents, most importantly, are trying to monetize as much as possible, and and basically just kind of seal the future more than anything else.
Yeah, exactly. And you totally understand that, like that these players need to look out for their futures, they need to make sure that they are covered for the rest of their lives. You obviously want to make sure player safety is the most important thing as well. Like, you never want to see anyone getting carted off with a serious injury or anything like that, you know? So that, and they've made moves like that to make the game safer with, like, they had this new helmet rule in where you can't have a helmet that's X amount of years old that doesn't pass a safety test.
Okay.
Shots to the head, you can't do that either, you know, it's trying to make it as safe as possible, which they're trying to do their part, but obviously these injuries still occur all the time.
Yeah. No, and that's it. Like, I mean, you don't want to implement too many rules that takes away from the game either, you know what I mean? And that's where the XFL comes in, but we'll get on to that.
The new family-friendly XFL, yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it's NFL. I think it's sports entertainment now. Football league or something we'll call it instead.
Yeah, there's no, we can't call them trophies.
No, don't call them trophies. Just call them championships.
Yeah, they're not belts, they're championships, you know. So but I'm sure we'll visit that when the time comes. Any other stories that we need to kind of know
about? One more probably, and it's probably the biggest story in NFL at the moment, because it coincides with the NFL do a great behind the scenes series every year just before the season starts, like during the preseason,
Yeah.
where they pick a team and you see their training camp, you see like behind, like you see a lot of stuff, which is great.
I've seen that before. Yeah.
Yeah. Hard Knocks, really, really good. This year they're with the Oakland Raiders. At the moment, the Oakland Raiders are going through a bit of a rebuild. They hired Coach John Gruden to a 10-year contract last year, so he's in the second year of his contract.
That's a big one.
10 years, $100 million. Yeah, crazy money. Just
absolutely.
For a coach. This season they've acquired probably one of the most famous wide receivers in the game, Antonio Brown, and he comes with a label saying. Handle with care because he's quite difficult.
Okay.
What has he done this year so far? He has gone to France to do those cryotherapy things where you go into the like really, really cold to help your body heal and stuff.
Yeah.
He went into one of them with the wrong footwear and ended up getting frostbite on the bottom of his feet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He released a picture on his Instagram of his feet as well, and they're just—it's not for the weak stomach.
Okay.
I'll just tell you that it's not great.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about making the game safer earlier about the helmet rule, he took a grievance out. Actually, took two grievances out with the NFL over this new helmet rule because he's been wearing the same helmet since he came out of college, which is about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And they have decided, look, that helmet is way too old. You can't wear that anymore. So he got very unhappy, threw all of his toys out of Fram and went home. Left training camp and did not come back. Came back, I think, for one session, half a session, then went home again.
Okay.
So it's not great at the moment.
He's not easy to fucking deal with, basically, is what you're saying.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So... We'll see what happens now that he can't use that helmet and it's decided you cannot use that helmet. But like I said, we'll have to just wait and see if he will come back. Now, I think he will. You can't just like not play over a helmet. They'll find a helmet that works for him and he'll get on with that. So we'll see. But it's still causing a lot of issues which they don't need coming into the season, because last year was a terrible year. I think they finished, was it 5-11 or was it 4-12? I think it was something like that, like 4 wins, 12 losses. It wasn't a great year at all. And next year they're making the move from Oakland to Vegas, so they're going to be playing in Vegas. So I think they're going to be the Las Vegas Raiders, I guess, next year.
Okay.
So they need to have a positive year this year so they can make sure they get tickets sold for when they move over to Vegas.
All right. Well, that sounds like a bit of a headache.
It's never a dull week if you're an NFL fan. There's always something going on.
Yeah. You American cats are crazy, but we still love you. we love you. It's awesome.
That's what we do.
What we're going to do, we're going to take a little pause for the cause. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we are going to go through our conference picks. You're basically going to go through your conference picks because I guess
you're just going to nod your head and go, yeah, that sounds right.
This is virgin to me, but this is also education to me too. So I love it. I mean, already I can feel it, and I hope everybody listening to the show can actually feel the excitement building up, because I guarantee you that first game is just going to be absolutely incredible. And then, you know, we go from there and we just wait, and the long journey to the final, it begins.
Yep.
So when we come back, more build up and especially conference picks. Hey guys and gals, it's your boy in the Dynamo Kelly speaking, and I've got some good news for you. If you're like me and you're a fan of wrestling, boxing and MMA merch and memorabilia, there is only one place to go, and that is WrestleMania. Wrestling Mania, Ireland's first and only wrestling shop. It's located at the very top floor of Dublin's St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre. You can find WrestleMania on Facebook, follow them on Facebook for the latest updates and what they are selling. It is a case where you may find something that you never thought you might find. Stacks and stacks of magazines, stacks and stacks of collectibles, stacks and stacks of t-shirts, and everything you could want. And get this, if they don't have it in store, they will get it for you. And this is the kicker, they will deliver it right to your front door. So get in touch with Wrestling Mania, and for more details go to Wrestling Mania on Facebook and tell Amina Dynamo Kelly sent you. So welcome back to Dynamo's Dozen, NFL 2020, and right now we're going to go through our picks from the conferences. And when I say we, Dara's going to go through them, and I'm going to basically question him based on his picks and why. I like the why. I'm all about the why. The why.
That's perfect. Okay, well then we'll start with the AFC. So actually, here's a question for you. And do you know how it's broken down? Do you?
I don't.
You don't. Okay. Well,
full disclosure. Full disclosure here. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll give it a quick breakdown of how it works. So the NFL is broken into two conferences.
Yeah.
It's the AFC and the NFC.
Yeah.
So the Super Bowl basically is the winners of the AFC face the winners of the NFC, because they actually used to be two different leagues, like separate from each other. Okay. So then they brought it together.
Okay.
So in both NFC and AFC, each conference has 16 teams. And those 16 teams are breaking down into four mini leagues, you could say, into that. So, and they're broken down into North, South, East, and West. So AFC North, NFC North, you know, goes like that.
I get you.
So, yeah. So, then after that, so whichever team wins their mini league, or their part of the conference, goes into the playoffs. So that means four from AFC, four from NFC. But there's two wild cards in each conference as well. So the two best losers, you could say, the two with the best record that didn't win their league, go through to a playoff as well.
Okay.
So it kind of breaks down that way, and then there's games there, and then you have like semifinals and final. And then, like I said, the winner of the AFC faces the winner of the NFC in the Super Bowl, and this year it's going to be in Miami, Florida. So, changes every year. Like, just this past year, it was in... Oh, shoot, where was it this year? I should know this. Oh, it was in Atlanta this year. It was in Atlanta.
Atlanta, GA.
So
it's kind of like the way, not too dissimilar, because I understand hockey, for example. I understand the way they have the divisions there, the Eastern, the Central, and then the Western conferences, and they kind of break it down. Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's quite similar in basketball too.
Yeah, it is.
So we'll start with the AFC, and we'll start in, well, I'll let you choose, North, South, East, or West. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's go West.
West. Okay, so West. So the teams in the AFC West are the Denver Broncos, the LA Chargers, the Oakland Raiders, and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
So my team to win that division this year will be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Reason behind that is they came within one game of reaching the Super Bowl last year. They have a fantastic quarterback in Patrick Mahomes. He threw for 50 touchdowns last year, and it was only his second year in the league.
Oh, really?
He's unbelievable. Yeah, unbelievable. He has a baseball background as well. He used to play baseball when he was in high school. His dad used to be a professional baseball player. He's a really, really good player. They have some really good wide receivers. The one thing that hurt them last year was their defense. They've made moves to make the defense better this year. So I think they're going to be a real, real threat. I think they could go all the way to the Super Bowl, but I will see about that later. But definitely they will win their division.
Okay. So I guess we go South.
Okay, we'll go South. So, we spoke about them earlier. One of the teams in the South is the Indianapolis Colts. The Houston Texans, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans. Now, if we did this show last week, I would have said the Colts are going to win because of Andrew Luck. Now that he is retired,
they're going to finish last.
there's a very good chance they're going to finish last next year, yeah. Okay. This one's a bit of a tough one because all these sides are quite similar in their level. They're not fantastic, but they're not that bad. You know, they have some good players. They have some bad players. But I'm going to go for the Houston Texans to win this.
Okay.
Division.
I like Houston.
Yeah, Houston, good city. They have really, really good defense, especially a defensive line. You might be aware of the name J.J. Watt.
For sure.
You probably heard of him before, yeah. Mm-hmm. They have a really good quarterback. Again, he's in his third year. Deshaun Watson, really good quarterback. They have some really good wide receivers, probably the best wide receiver in the game at the moment, in DeAndre Hopkins. They will have enough. I don't see them making it anywhere near the Super Bowl, but they will win their division and make it into the playoffs, I think.
Okay. And I guess that leaves us with the East.
The East and the North. So I'll start with the North. Yeah. I'll start with the North and then we'll go East.
Kings of the North, yeah. Who's going to be the Kings of the North?
The Kings of the North. Well, I'll give you the candidates for Kings of the North.
Okay.
It's going to be the Pittsburgh Steelers, mm-hmm. the Cincinnati Bengals, the Baltimore Ravens, and we've got the Cleveland Browns. Now, this one is probably the most interesting division in the AFC. The poor Cincinnati Bengals just won't have a chance. I'm sorry, they don't. They don't have good players. They have a rookie coach in his first year. Unfortunately, things are going to go south for the Bengals because I think they'd actually prefer to play in the NFC South if they could. But the Pittsburgh Steelers are like the team. Like you know how like they're in football terms, the equivalent of a Big Six team. You know yeah. they're always up there.
Yeah.
They've lost some of their. They had three players: Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, and Ben Roethlisberger, which were called the Three Bs, which were kind of like their triple attack threat. They've lost two out of those three, and only their quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is left. But they've got some really good wide receivers. The new running back, James Conner, showed last season that he is very capable of filling Le'Veon Bell's shoes. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers this year are actually going to be okay. The interest comes from the Ravens and the Browns. The Ravens have a really good side. The question is about their quarterback. Lamar Jackson is his name. He's came in during the middle of last season, and he impressed more because he was a quarterback that actually took the ball and run with it rather than throw it. So they had a lot of run plays set up, so they didn't know if the quarterback was going to run, if the running back was going to run with the ball. So they had some success with that. It's his throwing that he needs to work on. So we'll see what happens there. Then the Cleveland Browns. So the Cleveland Browns have been the hard luck story, or you know, the story to make jokes about over the last couple of years. Like, just 2 years ago, they went 0-16. Losing every single game of the regular season. The season before that, they went 1-15, where they won their last game of the season, where most teams actually don't care about it much. They always rest their players before the playoffs. Now, but this past season, they drafted a really young, good quarterback, Baker Mayfield. He's going into his second year now, so we'll see what happens there. They've got probably... also one of the best wide receivers in the game as well. They traded for him, I should say, last year, in Odell Beckham Jr. They have some really, really good young players there as well, so we'll see what happens. I don't think that the Browns are going to have enough this year. I think the team is still too young to win that division, so I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers to win that particular division.
Okay, and last but not least...
Last but not least, the AFC East. So that is the team. It contains the team, the New England Patriots,
mm-hmm.
Along with the New York Jets, the Buffalo Bills, and the Miami Dolphins. Easiest division to pick, probably. The New England Patriots will win that division. Probably not as easy as they have been in the last couple of years. The Jets have some good players this year. They have a rookie quarterback. Well, he's not a rookie anymore. He's in the second year, so he should play a little better. Same with the Buffalo Bills. So it won't be as easy as it was, but I still fancy New England to come out of that division.
And then next?
Next, we'll move on to the NFC. So same again, North, South, East and West.
Yep.
And we'll start with South this time. The division that contains your New Orleans Saints, along with the Carolina Panthers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Atlanta Falcons. I believe that the Saints are going to win this division now next year. It is a tough one. There are some good teams there. But I do think that, like we talked about earlier on, the New Orleans Saints are too far advanced in their preparations for winning a Super Bowl than all the other teams. So I think they will make it into the playoffs next season and win their division quite handily.
And then who else is in that region?
So we'll start with the NFC East. So that's the Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins, New York Giants, and Philadelphia Eagles. This one is probably the toughest one to call in the NFC.
There's some big names in there, to be fair.
There are some really, really big names. No. Eagles, I think it's going to come down between the Eagles and the Cowboys. It's really tough. Like, you ask me one day, I'll go with Cowboys. You'll ask me next day, I'll go with the Eagles. You know, for this podcast, I think I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys to win this division.
All right.
I think they have, this is the year that they have to win it, because next year they will have to pay too many players. So their salary cap, like I spoke about earlier, it means that they're going to have to get rid of some of their better players. So they have a nice nucleus of a squad there now that I think they can make a challenge. But saying that, I still think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be one of those wild card teams we talked about earlier. So I think the boat will still get through. But in terms of winning the division, it'll be the Dallas Cowboys. We'll move on and we'll go on to the NFC North.
Yeah.
So that's the Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears, and Detroit Lions. Again, three teams in this, I believe, that will vie to top this division.
I just want the Bears to win. I mean,
you want the Bears. Bears are a good team.
Yeah.
A really, really good team. The question mark is, though, with their quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky. He's into his, is it third year again this year now? Yeah, he'll be in his third year this year. He hasn't really shown the level of progress I think a lot of people would have liked to have seen.
After 3 years. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Their defense are monstrous, one of the best defenses in the NFL entirely. That will keep them in games. The question is about their offense, whether they'll be able to actually put up the points to win those games next year. I would like that. I don't think they will. I'm actually going to go for a bit of a wild card in this one. It's not even really a wild card, because I don't think I'm going to be surprised if they did top this. I'm going to go for the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
To top this division. Green Bay Packers, obviously everyone knows Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers. I don't think that having just Aaron Rodgers is enough to win the division. So I'm sorry, Packer fans, if you have any out there, I don't see your team winning this division. I think it's going to be Minnesota to go through.
Nice.
Lastly, last division, the NFC West, which involves my team, the Seattle Seahawks, the Arizona Cardinals, the San Francisco 49ers, and the LA Rams. Of course, the LA Rams were in the Super Bowl last year, losing to the New England Patriots. A scary, scary team to come up against, especially when you have to play them twice a year when you're in their same division. I don't think they'll be as good as they were last year. I'm hoping, like, this is more my heart probably making this pick than maybe my head. But I do think Seattle have a good young team there. I do think the fact that now they've got Russell Wilson tied down to a new long-term contract, they're going back to what made them great back 6 years ago, getting them to two Super Bowls in a row. They're focusing on their run game, and they have some really good running backs. They have a good defense. Now, Earl Thomas is a big loss, but I think they're going to do all right. It is going to come down to those two teams, I believe, the Rams and the Seahawks. I'm going to say the Seahawks to win it. I wouldn't be surprised if the Rams win it, but I think both those sides will go through with a wild card as well. So we'll see. Hopefully the Seahawks can do it for me this year.
Well, I'm hoping for you. I'm hoping for you because I've got no love for the 49ers. Because I know that from all my Nolan's friends, they hate the 49ers. So I'm sorry to all you 49ers listeners out there. Dynamo loves you, but yeah.
Doesn't love your team.
Yeah, exactly. So that kind of ends the conference picks, I guess.
That kind of ends the conference picks. Yeah. Now, I don't think we need to go into like who will play who in playoff games.
No.
I think if we can go into, we'll go into maybe give our Super Bowl picks. You know, if you want.
As in, who's gonna?
Which two teams do you think will make the Super Bowl?
Okay, yeah. Well, let's play a bit. Let's play a bit of a game and have a bit of fun there.
Yeah.
And everybody can laugh at Dynamo then, for getting it horribly wrong. Or maybe it'll be beginner's luck and it'll be very right. Why don't you throw the teams at me and let me guess, and you can maybe kind of criticize it or critique it.
Okay, I'll give you six teams, three from the AFC, three from the NFC, that I think have a shot at making the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And you can pick two of those teams to see which ones are going to make it, okay?
Okay.
So, from the NFC, we'll go to the NFC, yeah. So, three teams I think that have a really good chance of making the Super Bowl are the New Orleans Saints, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Dallas Cowboys.
Saints.
Okay. So Saints, I thought you'd go with Saints. Anyway, that's the way I put them in there. But then we'll move on to the AFC.
Okay.
So three teams, I think, from the AFC that have a really good chance of making the Super Bowl are the New England Patriots, because they're always there. Kansas City Chiefs, because they were one game away from making it last year. They're a really good team. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, because once again, they're always there or thereabouts.
I'd probably go with the Steelers, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd probably go with the Steelers.
Yeah. That's a good one. So you have the Steelers against the Saints Super Bowl. I like that.
Yeah.
It's a good one. So, and who would you think would win it? You'd obviously go for the Saints, I'm guessing.
Again, the gut over the. Yeah. Really common sense.
Go with heart over mind always.
I also believe that the Saints have a better team than the Steelers as well, though. Like you said, it's been a work in progress. I think it was 2009, wasn't it? The Super Bowl? If I remember correctly.
We'll have to do a search up for that to make sure, but we'll say 2009 for the moment, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm checking it as we speak, and in fairness, there's lots of people now listening going, Ian, you're full of shit. No, I gotta check this out. Let me see, because I remember watching the game, like, and I remember it was 2010. I was a year out. My apologies. It was 2010, but I remember it being an absolutely amazing game.
Yeah,
I remember like some plays were just something like out of a movie, you know. They really just absolutely killed it. I think they faced the Colts.
The Colts, okay.
That's what it was. It was the 2009 season. The Colts.
Yeah.
It was.
Ruined Peyton Manning as well.
Yeah. Peyton Manning, exactly. Now, I was right. It was 2009. I was fucking right. And I didn't even have to Google that one.
That's what it is. You're a true fan if you don't have to Google it and you know straight up.
Exactly. Yeah. And but I remember just my Facebook lit up with all my fucking New Orleans friends, and they were just like, oh my God, it's Party Central. Like, you saw everybody out there. You saw Phil Anselmo out with his fucking t-shirt and Super Bowl champs, and Cole Thomas and all the boys just going, oh my God. So it was, what I love about it is, to all the American listeners listening now, they, you know, you guys feel the way, say, me and Dara feel when he's watching Manchester United and I'm watching Chelsea. It's like a do or die thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great feeling. Not all the time, but when it
mostly die these days for United, but yeah, I get it.
But when it pays off, it's just great. And that's sport in general, guys. That's sport in general. And it's great to be able to talk about this thing. So yeah, that's my pick would be the Saints in that one anyway.
Okay, perfect. I'm gonna go a little different from your one. I think this is kind of what I'd like to see, because as great as the New England Patriots are, you know, when you see them in the Super Bowl every year, it's kind of just like, all right, come on, let's get someone else in there, you know, let's get someone else.
Yeah, let's move along.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, let's give everyone else a go. But I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
To go up against... Oh, tough one. The Saints could get there. But just to be a little different, I'll go with the Kansas City Chiefs up against the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right.
And I will say Kansas City are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Because there is no place like home.
No. Back home to Kansas, isn't it?
Yeah.
but, like, especially because... like, this is probably sacrilege to you, to obviously your American fans who obviously only support one team. But, like, I kind of have an AFC team and I have an NFC team. Obviously, my NFC team is one I always look out for is the Seattle Seahawks. They are my number one. But, like, you always have that team that you kind of like and you look out for and you kind of hope.
So,
the Kansas City would be one of those teams for me.
Okay. No, well, I'm the same. Like, I'm a huge hockey fan. Like, I mean, if we've done a hockey podcast, which we will, we'll definitely do a hockey. Yeah. You know, we'll do it in a similar format. The hockey would be my thing. It's the same. Even though I have a team, there's a couple of teams that I keep my eye on and I like. You know what I mean? And it's one of those things. I mean, you look at Edge. Have you ever read Edge's book? Like, I mean, he has every hockey jersey from every team in the league.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, even... And so, it's not like football where it's territorial over here. You know, you would never be caught wearing a Chelsea jersey and then a Man United jersey. I think...
No, some of the crazy half and halves, yeah.
Yeah, so many American sports, you can kind of wear a couple, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's a different kind of... it's a different kind of not support. I don't mean this in a bad way, but I mean it's a different kind of thing. You can like a couple of teams, I think.
Yeah. I don't like. Yeah, you don't have that that need to like support the one, and you have to stick to that one. Maybe unless you're from the area or something like that.
Yeah.
I would think that like if you, it's sort of like a in here with a GAA situation. If you're from Dublin, you support Dublin.
That's it.
If you're from Seattle, you support Seattle. If you're from if you're from New Orleans, you support the Saints. You know.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's all good. And it's and again, it's still banter. You know, and it's good to see that kind of banter. But Let's go through maybe a bit of the fantasy football, or before that, should we maybe go through the Vegas odds on who is to win the Super Bowl, or do you think we should leave that to last?
Let's have a look at the Vegas odds. Let's see if our picks kind of go with what Vegas are thinking.
Okay, so we're going to go with the teams and then obviously the odds. I mean, it's funny, even the first pick, it's a 6-1 shot, like, and it's like, I mean, you can make good money from that. So, I mean, they don't know. The Vegas odds obviously don't know yet either exactly how it's going to go. You know what I mean? So this is obviously a shot in the dark. But right up at the top, they've got the Patriots at 6-1. But also at 6-1, a team that you just mentioned is the Chiefs.
And Vegas probably think the same, that they were one away last year.
Then both coming in at 10-1 again is the Rams and the Saints. So the top four, you've got New England Patriots, Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Rams, and New Orleans Saints. That's their top four picks so far. That's obviously what people are. That's obviously the way the bets are going. And then coming in at number five at 14-1, it's the Indianapolis Colts. Coming in at five at 14-1 also is the Chicago Bears. Man, there's so many 14-1s. Again, Philadelphia Eagles. And one more time, 14-1, Green Bay Packers. So, like, it's really, really tight there. Like, really tight.
There's obviously, I think they think the same, that there's these, like, I think four teams probably that have the best chance to make it. And then up below that, there's this tier of teams that could do it if they have a really good season.
Exactly. And then under that then, coming in at 16-1 now, it kind of breaks from this. This is the kind of last of the close odds.
Yeah.
It's Los Angeles Chargers at 16-1.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're kind of getting into the 20s. You've got a 20-1, 20-1, and 20-1. You know, in rotation, it's Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
So they're all coming in at 20-1.
So it's kind of what we thought. It's those teams that, like, they have a chance, but things have to go really, really right for them to do it.
Yeah. And then there's a big jump again. I mean, there's huge jumps here, actually. At 25-1, you got the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And then straight into 30-1, it's the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
Your boys.
My boys.
And then straight from 30 to 40-1. Now, we've got a couple of 40-1s. I'm going to mention them all in rotation. The Houston Texans.
Yep.
The Atlanta Falcons. Baltimore Ravens, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Carolina Panthers.
It's one of those things, like, all those teams that have those wide odds, like, there's a chance that they could do it, but you would have to have, like, close to the perfect season. You'd obviously have to win your division.
Yeah.
You have to play well. You have to have no major injuries as well, which is next to impossible.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of things have to go right and a lot of things cannot go wrong. So, like, it's possible, but if you were one of those teams and you did win it, you would look back and be like, God, we were so lucky.
Yeah, exactly. Then coming in at 50-1, again, another jump, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Look, see, Tony Khan's team, his dad's team, Saeed Khan.
Yeah, well, I think Tony Khan is the guy that runs it, isn't he? So he's kind of the main
He's probably like a director or something like that, or chief exec or something.
But we'll have an AEW podcast next week, guys. Don't worry, it's coming. And then at 60-1, these are jumps, proper jumps now. They're going into the 10s and the 20s. Oakland Raiders, 60-1. The Denver Broncos, I mean, there's a name that's synonymous with football. 80-1. The New York Jets, 100-1.
Yeah. And, like, for people who aren't aware with the betting odds here. So, New York Jets are 100-1. So, basically, that means if you were to put €1 on the New York Jets to win the Super Bowl, you would lose €1 because it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Like, any of the last 10 teams that we've mentioned there, you're going to lose the money. Like, if you have a euro to spare, why not? But Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
If you have a euro to spend, like, get a can of Coke or something, because you get more enjoyment out of that than
get yourself a diet. Yeah, if you're in the Florida region, get your ass a diet Pepsi. It's the best. So yeah,
there you go.
Just do that. we can go for a couple of other 100-to-1 shots with the Cincinnati Bengals, the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I'd fuck me. The New York Giants, Washington Redskins, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Tennessee Titans, and then we're getting into the 300. Do you want to know who the 300-to-1 is?
You can tell me who is the team least likely to win it. Who has the biggest odds?
I'm going to give you both of them. There's only two left.
Oh, there's only two, okay.
If you fancy your chances at 300-to-1, if you fancy making 300 euro from 1 euro and you know it's never going to happen, but you still want to take a little stab in the dark, you can go to your local betting shop and you can put your $1 down and you can go and say to the guy behind the counter or the girl and say, my friend, I choose the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think anyone's betting that bet this year. No way.
Or if you feel even luckier, and you fancy going even wilder, you know.
Okay.
And you really want to go mad, and you've just watched Ace Ventura for the first time. And you love Snowflake, and you really want to get some bang for your buck. You can go to that same location and say, Mr. Bookmaker, I would like to give you $1. And in return, I would like 500. And I'm going to choose the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, God. I think you're going, if you want them to win, you have a better chance of getting Dan Marino out of retirement.
It's kind of sad, though, isn't it? That like it's such a fall from grace for the Dolphins. And
Well, the thing is, like, that obviously Dan Marino had his was there, and he's probably the most famous Miami Dolphin. He never won a Super Bowl.
Well, that's true, yeah. Ray Finkel did.
Ray Finkel. Laces out.
Eindhoven.
Laces out.
Laces out. He knew all there was to know about the crying game, but no, all joking aside, yeah, like, that's the Vegas odds as we stand. So, I mean, you know, with 2 weeks to go, that's obviously what they're judging. And, I mean, that's the latest odds. So, they're obviously taking into account with all the stories that we talked about earlier. That's taken into account with Andrew Luck kind of retiring and kind of, you know... I'm surprised that we didn't actually see the Colts a bit lower, considering the kind of instant kind of
maybe if we have an updated look at it now, like we might do that after a finished recording. But I think the odds possibly, have got slightly bigger, possibly.
Yeah, possibly, possibly. But I think it's reactionary as well. I don't think any Colts fans listening here, just take a breath. Dara has kind of assured you guys that there's a quarterback there that has potential, but that has not ever been really given a full run. So
exactly,
why not wait and see? You know,
exactly. Just give it a bit of time, guys. It'll be fine.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of leads towards, we're coming towards the end of the podcast. You want to talk a little bit about the fantasy football? Maybe spend 5 minutes on the fantasy football.
Yeah, well, this is sort of like an end of end of the podcast, maybe throwing the olive branch out there for any of the sort of American fans that would be interested in it as well, because I'm happy to say, like, I play fantasy football. I'm in two leagues at the moment, and I was happy that I actually won one of my leagues last year. So, you know, you've got an experienced fantasy football player here right now. And if you want to pitch your wits against me, and maybe even we'll get you to do a team as well.
Well, we are a team. What are you talking about? I'm part of your team.
Don't try and hop on this bandwagon here. No, we'll get you your own team, man. We'll see how good you can do.
We can't be getting me my own team. It's a Dynamo's Dozen team. That's what we need to get.
Okay, we'll do a Dynamo's Dozen team and a Dynamo's Dozen league if people are interested about in it.
Yeah, I believe so. I think so. And then we all have our own individual teams. Dynamo, me, Ian, I'll have a team. Dara, Mr. Marr, you'll have a team. I'll more than likely come last, but I don't mind.
You never know. You could randomly pick a person that will just light up fantasy this year. Because the great thing about fantasy is that it gives you that extra thing to look out for in terms of teams. Like if your team is playing or they're not playing today, like it's NFL Sunday, you want to sit down and watch, you keep an eye out for your player scoring you some fantasy points, you know?
Well, do you know what? That's what we're going to do. We're gonna put a post up on Facebook. I think that'd be the best on the actual main page, and we'll set up a. I'll leave this one to you. You're the man for that. We'll set up a fantasy league for sure. Why not?
Yeah, we'll organize a night to do the draft as well. So we'll probably do it maybe the week that the NFL season starts. Might do it a Wednesday or a Thursday night. We'll do our draft, we'll have our league, and we'll see how things go.
I think that sounds good. I really think that sounds good. And as for the first podcast with our brand new co-host, your brand new co-host, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dara Maher, I think that went 10 out of 10, Dara. And I think this is going to be a long, productive, and happy show. And I'm happy to have you on board, my friend.
Delighted to be on board. Little rusty at the start, but things got going, things flowed, and it felt like I was never away, and I've enjoyed every single minute of it. I can't wait to do some more.
Loosey-goosey, and that's it. We're going to be here each and every single week, giving you guys and gals exactly what you want. I hope you all enjoyed it today, even for some of our European friends, our UK... Irish listeners that are, and there's plenty of them that are into your football, your American football.
Also, if I can do a quick shout out.
Go for it.
Because, like you were saying there, like Irish NFL fans and stuff like that. If there's any Irish NFL fans that are actually interested, be thinking like, I wonder what it's like to actually play the sport. There is a league here, There is a league here. It's the Irish American Football League. There's about 24 teams, I want to say, in it. I play for a team, the North Dublin Pirates, they're called. We train out of Dunnycarney. There's tons of teams in Dublin. They're all over the country as well. So I'd encourage anyone that's interested. The league is on from March until August. So it's a nice summer league. You get probably the best of the weather. And it's really, really good fun. Really, really interesting. Like, so what you should do is if you go to the Irish American Football Facebook page, or if you want to go to their website, so it will give you an idea of all the teams that are there. And if you want to play some football, a lot of teams are going to be starting their pre-season soon enough. It's the best time to join. You know, if you want to join the North Dublin Pirates with me, that would be even perfect too. You know, you can play, see what position you like. And there's always a position there for everyone. It's really, really good fun. It is physical, not going to lie. You know, you're going to hit, and you will probably get hit. But it's not as bad as people think. You have your protection there, and it's really, really good fun. There's flag football there for people who don't want to do contact as well. You can actually just play flag instead. Look, if you can't handle contact, then we can put some little flags around your fanny and be all right.
Stay on PlayStation, guys. Don't turn on.
Stay on Madden. Stay on Madden, yeah. But like I said, if people are interested, you know, you can just go to their pages, or if you can't find their pages, get onto Dynamo's page. And we can direct you to maybe your nearest club as well if you're interested.
Yeah, we'll set up. We'll leave that with you, Dara. Maybe we'll get you set up with the posting the links and that stuff, because obviously NFL is your American football, and football, as you call it, is your jurisdiction. So we'll leave that side of it to you.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah, 100%, guys. I mean, There's so many people I know that are that love this game now, and it's grown just as much as soccer has grown in America. And I say soccer to my American fans, and obviously football to my European fans. But it's two great sports, and it's great to see both sports growing on either side of the continent. It's like they're swapping positions, and long may it continue. And I mean, I hope anybody listening to the show that is a regular guest that doesn't know anything about American football has kind of got excited by the kind of, I guess, suspense that we've created here today. And if you've made it to the end, choose a team, pick a team. If you want to be a little measly bastard and pick the top team that the Vegas odds are given, do it. Why not? Get involved.
Do it. Join the support.
Join the support, exactly. And because there's going to be a lot more shows like this, because we do get requests from Dynamo's dozen listeners over in the States that do ask opinions on this, and delighted to be able to have given them what they want. And I'd say as a first episode, my friend, this has gone down a treat. Next week, we're gonna have something different, and we will as soon as the NFL season starts, we will come on and we will be giving updates on possible fantasy leagues, but also, just our thoughts on it, you know, and we'll definitely have a special on the Super Bowl. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah. We'll see if we can. We'll start throwing the feelers out there, see if we can get any special guests on, possibly.
Yeah, that would be nice. If we could get some good special guests. If we could get, you know, everybody knows that there's been former, you know, proper world champions that have been on this podcast before. You know, mm-hmm. the late great Harley Race, who, in my opinion, is, you know, second only to Ric Flair. And in a lot of people's minds, first to Ric Flair. So there's been world champions here. I would love to be able to get some sort of old Super Bowl going on. Who knows?
Well, you know what we could do? Even if the Saints are in the Super Bowl, we can try and get Phil back on and let's see what he thinks, what's going to happen in that game.
Oh, well, that's for sure. That's for sure. That'll happen. That'll happen. And we'll try and get some sort of Seahawks fan too and see what...
You don't need any Seahawks fan. You've got me. That's all you need, Pat.
Ah, well, there we go. Two against one. He's confident. He's confident. I love it. That's exactly why we hired him. But listen,
I think
we
play each other now. Halfway through the year, so we'll have to meet up and have a pint when that game is on, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Sounds good to me, my friend. But I guess, you know, for this week, Dara, been a pleasure, and it's going to happen again every week. All that leaves me to say is Dynamo over and out, and you're going to have to come up with a tagline yourself as well.
You're going to have to give me a couple of weeks to think of something now.
He's going to get one. Listen, let's get a little suggestion box. Sign outs for Dara Mar. Let's do it. But... like I said, for this week, Dynamo is over and out. Thanks for listening, guys.